When to quit your job for rent to rent. On this video, I'm going to be breaking down the timeline of you starting to get success in rent to rent and when you're actually going to be able to sack your boss. That sounds good? Stay tuned. I'm Simon and I'm best known for my rent to rent empire. The business now generating over £1 million of annual rent to rent income alone. And we're looking to scale that further. We've got a massive team, we're building our brand, and I am doing this rent to rent thing for real. Okay, I'm not teaching it 5 days a week, kind of doing it. I'm doing it, I'm on the ground. That's why I started this YouTube video. Two reasons. Reason one, I wanted to document my journey. Reason two, I wanted to give value for free, put content out for free that I wish would have been available to me when I started. So if you want more rent-to-rent content, if you like what you've seen so far, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're doing at least 2 videos every single week. And all I ask in return is hit the subscribe button, drop me some comments, hit that like button, spread the word, share the videos, and help me grow this wealth of rent-to-rent content. So, in today's video, I'm going to discuss when, okay? I did a video which was how to quit your job with rent to rent. If you've not checked that out, Google it, check it out. Go on the old YouTube search bar, hit that. I might even post a link below, okay? But today's video is when to, because we know that you can now, but when should you quit it? Because just because you should doesn't mean you, no. Just because you could doesn't mean you should. That's the one. Okay. So the thing is, there's a few different factors here. But the thing is with quitting your job is you need to make sure that you do it at the right time. Because for me, rent to rent is a property business. And the key with any business is to reinvest profits, to grow. So what that means is some people might earn £3,000 a month and they think to themselves, well, when I'm earning £3,000 a month from my rent to rent business, I'm just going to pay myself that £3,000. And you could do that, particularly if you've got a pot of money over here. But that's not going to be the quickest way to expand. So what I would recommend is you've kind of got two different mindsets here. Option number one is you keep your day job whilst you build your rent-to-rent portfolio, which means you live off your day job and you reinvest all the rent-to-rent income to grow that to a point where it's £10,000 a month, then you can live off the three and you've still got seven to reinvest, okay? That's kind of what I did, really, if I'm honest, although I probably wasn't earning £3,000 a month because, you know, my career was like that at this point. The second option you've got is if you've got a big chunk of money, a big pot, you might take the mindset that I need to quit my job. I'll live off the three, but because I've got a pot, I'm going to be able to reinvest that money here. And the key advantage of that is you're going to have so much more time. So your process is, hang on a minute, if I don't quit the job, yeah, if I don't quit the job, then I'm going to have a limit of time. So even though I've got the money, I can't put as much time in. If you quit the job and you've got access to funds, you can put so much more time into the rent-to-rent business to accelerate it quickly. And just to give you an idea of how quick you can do this, I did 20 rent-to-rent deals in year one. Okay. One of my star mentees, shout out Ed, he is currently on, I think he's on 18 deals since his first deal, okay? It took him a few months to get his first one, but then he's done 18 deals in like 10 months. They're all SAs, rent to SAs around the country because he's doing remote management. Check out Ed. And the thing with his business model is that he's hitting £5,000 a month passive, but I tell you one thing, when it gets to, you know, summer, June, July, that's going to go to 10 to 15 grand. And he is clear. He still works, mind you, because his mindset is he's going to live off that and reinvest all the rent to rent profits. So in summary, It kind of depends on your time horizon. But it also depends on how quickly you want to get out of your job and how quickly you want to scale your rent-to-rent business. So comment below. Let me know, do you want to retire from your job? Not retire in general, but do you want to quit your job today, or are you happy to work up towards it over the next 6 months, 12 months, 2 years? And final top tip, okay? If you're looking to do BRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRRR because we typically want to be showing more than 15, 20 grand a year, you know, it's not based on your earnings, but you do need a basic affordability to get buy-to-let mortgages. And number two, if you want to do rent-to-rent deals through letting agents and you have got a job that shows the necessary level of income, you can act as a personal guarantor. So if your rent-to-rent business is brand new, then that could be your saving grace. So I hope you found this useful. If you like content like this, pal, hit the subscribe button and I'll see you in the next video.